Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. So I just had this really great time on the beach, just beautiful time, 2 hours on the beach, just walking. And then I walked all the way down to the one complex that's on the water here in Monterey, other than the hotel. And I was like in this beautiful space, just this beautiful space. And I was exploring the area from one end. You can't really get into it. And then the other end, it says private, but I found an access point on the beach. I was walking up the access point and looking and seeing all the fun things. There's a seawall and it's just so pretty. It's so cool. And the complexes, they come out right to the seawall. The view is so gorgeous because it really encompasses a lot of Monterey, especially being on a hill. You can see even more like on the sand dune, and again, easy access to the beach. And I didn't really look on the other side, but most of it is sandy beach and hotel. It was really pretty and it was not as clear of a day, so you can't necessarily see across the water, but it was just gorgeous. The view was still very gorgeous. And then I went into the community a little bit. I didn't have my shoes on, so it was asphalt and it was warm, so I didn't go totally exploring. But there was parking spaces underneath the complex, and from the view on the map, you could see that there is a big pool in the middle. It was really pretty, really nice to go exploring. And so I was like coming down from that area and I was visualizing myself being there. And then I just stopped and I said, I am here. I am here, right here and now. I am here. And I just looked out and was there. In that moment, it was mine. It is mine. And that memory I can always go back to, and I can have it and be in the feelings and the thoughts and it being mine, that desire being mine. And I already did it because on the way back, I stopped at one point and I just pictured it because I wanted to remember it right then and there already. And it was beautiful. So then I was walking back and I try to be friendly to people. And I was walking back and this guy, I said hi, he said hi. And I smiled because I like to smile. And he was like, you have the most beautiful smile, as he was walking by. I turned back and I was like, thanks. And of course I'm smiling still. But it was just such a beautiful connection to have with somebody else, just like randomly. And then I saw a sea lion and the harbor seal leader. I even tried to like walk up to the sea lion a little bit. I'm not brave enough, nor I don't want to call it stupid enough to walk up on wildlife. And then I got to my car and I decided that I wanted some Starbucks. So now I'm going to go right. I'm developing a new course. And so I'm going to do that. And so I got a pumpkin spice latte because that's what I want. As I'm in the line, I'm like, I want an iced pumpkin spice latte with oat milk, please. And then so I got up to the counter and the guy was like, oh, did you want whipped cream? And I was like, no. And then he made a face like they had already made it. And I was like, well, that's okay. That's not a big deal. But then he gives me a hot pumpkin spice latte. And instead of saying, oh, no, because it's still warm out, I didn't say anything. And so I was like, oh, man. So now I've got a pumpkin spice latte that isn't what I want. It's hot and it's got whipped cream. So then I'm leaving and I'm feeling this sense of self-abandonment. And I go to turn out of the street that the Starbucks is on and I grind up against the curb as I'm turning right. And then now the chaos is swirling, right? Even though it's little chaos, but it's still chaos. And then there looks like there's going to be a lane that's formed, but there is no lane. And so I got in it and then I had to get over. And so now like the chaos continues to swirl. And so now I'm feeling like after this beautiful moment of being on the beach, I'm starting to feel stressed, right? I can feel it in my body. I can feel that like the latte wasn't exactly right and I self-abandoned. And here's the thing with the self-abandonment stuff, the more we do it, the more that we're going to continue to do it. And it really actually isn't that big of a deal to just say, can you make a different one, please? Because the other part of this was like their screen is busted. Their drive-through screen is busted. I couldn't tell if they caught the iced or not. And then also I'm half deaf and I had my window down. And so I couldn't fully hear if they said iced or not. So on one hand, I thought this is my issue. But the thing is, it doesn't matter. If you're nice and willing to wait and have the desire come to you and allow it in instead of getting subpar desires, right? Because we always make meaning of things that is not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal to just go on the side. Someone is going to have that pumpkin spice latte. Someone else is going to ask for a pumpkin spice latte. And it's the season, right? So it's not that big of a deal. But then it set off this whole kind of chaos string for me. And then I ended up pulling over. I cleaned up a little because my pumpkin spice latte spilled a little bit. And I was like, okay, just take a moment and calm down. Just calm down. And then I took 2 minutes while I cleaned off my thing. But there was still some feelings in me that was like embarrassed, right? Like I had jumped the curb and then I got into the wrong lane. And so now I have this idea that maybe somebody is around me watching how terrible of a driver I am. So how quickly we become out of alignment and out of authenticity and out of the oneness and into separation, right? Thinking that somebody is judging me for the way that I'm driving or whatever. It's crazy. And so I still felt that way. So I drove a little bit further and I was like, yeah, I've got to just stop and just process it and just say it out loud and just be okay with it and get my body back to homeostasis. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm literally on the side of the road in a neighborhood and I'm talking it out. And sometimes taking that pause from life, stopping the chaos, taking a deep breath, allowing the exhale to be longer than the inhale, because that's the body's way of knowing that we're safe, and just taking that moment to reflect and then move forward from there, from that space, from that stillness, from that present moment. So I wanted to share that because it was two beautiful stories in one, two beautiful things that happened to me within a 2.5 hour period. And I wanted to show how quickly we can get out of that alignment and how we can get out of that authenticity. But when we are aware of it, when we've gotten out of that, how easy it really is to get ourselves back in it. It's easy to do when you practice it, when you start to become aware, know that it's possible for you, and know that you just got to keep giving yourself grace when you feel like you're out of alignment. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at @abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.